This is Ruth. She is a wonderful, gifted woman of God. And I pray, and she knows this. I cheer her on daily. We have regular catch-ups. We've had one recently that was a real blessing. She's got something to share with us today. Not just about what she's doing in her life and how she believes the Lord is using her through the school's ministry, but also through her leadership in her own local church context. But she's also going to open the word up to us for us as well. So, Lord Jesus, I just thank you for this woman. This woman, Lord, that follows you passionately and is full of your spirit. Lord, she is welcome here. She's a friend. She's an example of how to live our lives. And we just bless her and we just pray that you'll use her right now in a powerful way. Give her the words. Give her the things that you want us to hear so that we are encouraged in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Wow, thank you, Revival Church. It is so lovely to be with you all this morning. It's so lovely to see friends that I know and friends that I haven't met yet. So thank you very much for welcoming me. As Phil said, I am Ruth. I do work for Schools Ministry Billericay, but at the moment I'm just going to take that hat off for a second and put my Billericay Baptist Church hat on. And bring you greetings from another church in the town. I'm one of the elder leaders there, one of the volunteer leaders. So yeah, just bring you greetings from them as well. So that hat's coming back off. Schools ministry hat is going back on. So my purpose of talking with you this morning is to share a bit about what Schools Ministry Billericay is. Some of you were there 30 years ago when it started. Some of you, this will be the first time you've ever heard about it. So we'll do a little bit of the filling in the gaps of the in-between. Our purpose this morning is also to encourage you in whatever you're doing in your life. So that's the mission that I'm called to. That's the ministry that I'm called to. You're called to, you might be called to that. You might be called to something else. So my kind of aim is to encourage you in that. And then whenever I speak anywhere, really what I kind of want to do is say as little as possible so that you hear from God and I kind of get out the way. Does that make sense? I'm just really passionate that the Holy Spirit will speak to you. And I'm throwing myself under the bus here, aren't I? I might not speak for very long, or I might, we shall see. But my aim is that actually you hear from God. Okay, you hear from him. You hear not what I'm saying, but you hear what he has for you this morning in part of what you've already heard and poured out in worship as well. So I'm married to Tim. We've been married for a very long time. How many years? We got married when we were 20, 16 years. And I have two small, not so small, girls. They're 8 and 5. They'll hopefully be coming, if all goes well, to join us for lunch later, which will be really nice. So make yourselves known to them as well. Okay, so Schools Ministry Billericay, we are a charity in Billericay. We have been serving the schools of Billericay for a little bit over 30 years. I have not been involved since the beginning, as you can tell. The aim is to link churches with the schools. There are 14 schools in the Billericay educational area, from the little schools right up to the big schools. We are in some way involved in supporting every one of those. Our relationship with some of them is deeper than others. And what that looks like in our service is offering good quality Christian resource. That might sometimes just be presence. That might be things that they need to deliver their RE and their assemblies. It looks like us going into school a lot. It's relationship building. We pray for the schools. When I'm saying we, there are 4 team members, and there we are. I was preparing this presentation during the week. Oh, guys, we haven't got a photo because Mel, who's next to me on the right here, she's new. She started with us in September. We hadn't taken a team photo. There are 4 staff members, so we are employed, we are paid. All of the churches in Billericay pay into and support Schools Ministry Billericay. And then we go into the school. So that's what we do. And then there's a very lovely large team of volunteers and trustees who support and make the ministry happen, because we can't be everywhere at once. We try, wherever we go, as I've said, our aim is to serve the schools. It's not about us saying this is what you should be doing. It's about us enabling the gospel to be shared and making contributions to the wholeness, the shalom of the school community, about understanding that schools are communities and communities that need Jesus and need serving, not just the children, the staff as well. And I would say probably in the last few years, our supporting of staff, particularly since COVID, has grown exponentially, because it's tough to be a member of staff in a school. So you'll probably recognise particularly the lovely Sue up there. So one of the wonderful ways that Revival Church supports schools ministry is by enabling and pastorally supporting Sue and releasing her to do what she does. So Sue is the Key Stage 1 coordinator. So she likes the little ones. They are, you know, they're the ones with the most bodily fluid. Do you know what I mean? They're the snotty ones and the... I don't think I've ever done an infant school assembly where something hasn't come out of a child that I haven't particularly wanted. So I'm so thankful for Sue. She does those ones. She coordinates that work. She's wonderful. She, particularly in the last few years, has seen like a real increase in doing not just assemblies, but getting in and doing lessons. So a couple of years ago, one of the schools said, Sue, our children, so this, bearing in mind that he's like 6 years old, our children have got loads of questions about Christianity. Can they write to you? So they wrote her loads of letters. And Sue, if you know her well, of course, faithfully stood and responded to everyone. And then the letters got delivered to the school. And then the children got to read Sue's responses. And then she went in and followed up with a lesson, and they got to talk about that. That's the kind of thing that Sue does. She's wonderful. Hannah on the left there. Hannah is the mentoring coordinator of Schools Ministry Billericay. So she has a kind of a different role that we pioneered a few years ago. So she holds a mentoring project for secondary age. So schools will refer young people to the project who they think need to walk with a mentor, meeting outside of school for about a year of their life. Hannah trains the mentors, matches them with the young people, and the aim might be that young person is maybe starting to fall out of education, or having friendship problems, or lack of aspiration, or self-esteem problems. And then the idea is that by, as we know, walking with someone who invests in you, who cares for you, Hannah, the mentors that she chooses are all Christians from the local community, that actually makes a significant difference in a young person's life. Hannah, we've just, hot off the press news, is that she's actually going to be moving on to do something different that I'm very confident the Lord is calling her into. So we're going to be saying goodbye to her, sadly, quite soon. So next time I come and speak to you, there'll be a new team photo up there. Pray for us as we decide what to do with her work as we move forward. And then Mel, as I said, she's the newbie, moving past Sue. Mel is in charge of the junior and the secondary work. So she coordinates that and enables that to happen. Mel is a fantastic young woman. I've known her since she was a young girl at our church. She's got a real heart for ministry, and God's going to do some wonderful things through her. And it's really, it's exciting because she's now the young one on the team. You know, when I started, I was the young one, and that was quite a long time ago. And then there's me on the end there. I've done most of the roles in schools ministry upon different parts of my life, but right now I just enable the team to go and do what they do best. I'm part of the team leadership. And then I've got a strategic eye on what the Lord is calling SMB into next. I'm relatively well known within my teams for giving this phrase, that what we give our yes to means that we're giving our no to something else. So it's that idea of, well, where's God moving? Where are we giving our yes to? What are we saying no to by doing that? Okay, and then, sorry, Victoria, I didn't ask your permission. So then, one of the, I just really wanted to highlight again, Revival, your connection with schools ministry goes back to right when you started as a church. So we've got Sue there. She actually hates that photo. I did ask her permission. Very enthusiastic in delivering an infant school lesson at Butsbury. And then Victoria, because you are one of our trustees, aren't you, Victoria? So you get involved in that way, which is fantastic, quite newly on the trustee board, and we're very grateful for you. And I know, as I look out, lots of you have volunteered in different ways, been mentors and that sort of thing. If you, I'll say this now because I'll forget to say it later, have a chat with me afterwards if you would like to come and support SMB in loads of different ways, in school, out of school, trustee, whatever. Come and have a chat with me, because we'll find a place for you. And I just want to encourage you as well, church, that you have financially supported us. You have prayed for us. You have come to fundraising events. You have volunteered. You've supported Sue, as I said, released Victoria. Last year, we ran a well-being prayer space for staff of our biggest local primary school. And I said to Revive Spiritual Spa, I said, would you come along and would you support that? And they did, and it was fantastic and beautiful and wonderful. And the staff were so blessed by being poured into. And that's the thing, is it? I think sometimes we don't realise the impact that we have on people just by showing love, showing kindness, showing care, giving a hug, giving a hand massage, speaking into them. One of the teachers reflected afterwards, I wasn't sure what this was going to be like coming into this wellbeing prayer space. And they did it as one of their inset training days, so they kind of all had to be there, which was an interesting dynamic. So I wasn't sure what it was going to be like. I said, but as soon as that man started talking, we had the pastoral assistant from the church give a little opening. He said, as soon as that man started talking, I said, I just felt like this calmness come over me. She said, like peace. She said, and I don't know what that was. And I thought, I know who that was. She said, but it was amazing. How wonderful to get to feed into a school community in that way. I actually went on some training last year, which was all, it was very above me, I have to say. And it was all research-based stuff. And my biggest takeaway was about in school communities where staff feel pastorally cared for, children identify much, much, much more with believing in God. And that was the only, they delivered like the same kind of this research, they delivered the same, you know, assemblies, the same lunchtime clubs, but in one school, this team had poured into the staff pastorally, and in another school, they hadn't. And when the children filled out, you know, what do you believe about God? How spiritually close to God do you feel? Da, 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 da. That was the difference. So thank you, Revival. And then the other thing, Andy, have you shared about the Bibles with church? Yeah. So then the other thing that you have done recently, church, is there was a school down the hill. We're actually in the catchment for it now. It's the school that my children go to, called Sunnymead. And Sue and I had a meeting with the RE coordinator at Sunnymead. And she said, right, I've written the whole curriculum. Can you just come in, look at it, and tell me where you can help? Yeah, of course we can. Of course we can. We've had like three meetings like this last term. It was amazing. And so we sat and we said, oh, well, look, you're talking about the Bible there. We'll come in and we'll teach the walk through the Bible lessons that we do. Oh, you're looking at what Christians believe about Easter. I think we can do something about that. And she said, oh, and the other thing, I don't know if you can help, she said, but our Bibles are all sort of, you know, dog-eared and terrible and spread across the library. And we haven't got a class set and no one's doing anything with them. Is there anything that you can do to help? So we said, yeah, I think we probably can. So Sue brought that back to your leadership. And you, church, gave a big class set of the God Files Bibles. So now whenever in their RE lessons they're looking up, oh, it says this in the Bible, they'll get the set out, and every child has got an accessible Bible then that they can look at and see. Isn't that amazing? Well done. Thank you. Now, I think that you have already heard, church, that coming up in a few weeks, a little bit sooner than I care to admit, as the coordinator of it, there's an event called Life Expo, which is coming to the town. It's paid for and hosted by Billericay Baptist Church, and then Schools Ministry Billericay coordinate it from the school side. And then churches together in Billericay pay for the coaches that enable the schools that can't walk to come. And Life Expo is all about the life of Jesus. So it's set up, it comes from a charity called Counties. It's a whole thing. They just come and they bring it all. And from the moment the children walk in, they're with us for a little bit over an hour in a class kind of size. They're encouraged to think about who is Jesus to you. And then they learn a little bit about his life, what he said, and then what he did, his miracles. And they do that all with little tablets and videos, and they're in these amazing pod things. I find it so hard to describe for people that haven't seen it, because it really is a beautiful, wonderful thing. Dan, you were involved for years, weren't you? And then they come through and they go to this just really poignant, it's not too over and emotional, video about what Jesus did when he died on the cross. And then just this tiny bit at the end about resurrection. And then they come through and they finish in like a cafe zone. And they have a little vote. They get these different questions and they get to vote on some of the things that they've heard. What do they think is right? And the answers come up on the screen. And then my favourite question of all, and that's the session that I often end up putting myself in and leading, because I kind of like this bit, is, and what do you think now about Jesus? And they get four options. They get, oh, he was a liar, he was just a good man, something else, and then he is the Son of God. And then they all do their little vote, and it comes up, and it doesn't show them the right answer, and then they get to say, well, I get to ask them, why do you not think it shows them the right answer? They say, oh, because it's a what do we think question, it's our opinion. And then I get to tell them, and so often, it's one of those amazing things, isn't it, that because they're presented with all the options, what's the only option that they're left with? He is the Son of God. And then they go home, back to school. Well done, kids, fantastic. So that's the Life Expo. Now, we've hosted it every 2 years since 2012, with a little break for COVID in the middle. So that's happening again. I'd really, really, really value your prayers in the coming weeks, specifically. I've got two schools that I'm still waiting to confirm that they're coming. And I've got one school that's told me they're only bringing year five, and I want year six there as well, because it's for year five and year six. So pray with me, Revival, that God breaks through in those situations. And also, I think Sue's asked if there's anyone available to help. So again, chat with me afterwards or chat with Sue afterwards. Lots of different ways of helping and supporting Life Expo. Where they're sitting on the stools, that's the M1 where they're all voting. It's such a significant thing to be hosting in our town. It's one of those amazing things that in 2012 all the schools said yes, and because they said yes at that point, then we just, oh, hi guys, it's Life Expo time again. Come along again. And they don't really have to think about it, because they know how wonderful and brilliant it is. And the fact that the coach, which is a significant cost for church, for schools now, the fact that that is provided by Churches Together Billericay, is blows their minds. And it says, I think it says something about how our town works and how we work together. Billericay is the town that I have largely grew up in from about the age of four. It's where I became a Christian, it's where I was filled with the Holy Spirit. When I was 18, I decided to do a gap year doing youth work with my local church, which is the Baptist Church. And I was kind of trained and stuff as I was doing that. And I was going to do 1 year, and then I was going to go to university. Nearly went to university quite a few times in my life, actually. Never made it yet. And during that year, I got involved in some of the school's work as well, as a volunteer with the team that were existing. And I loved it. I can remember one particular night, and we were at St Mary's in the High Street, and it was all the young people together from all the churches in Billericay, and it was all the youth, put on by all the youth workers together. And my friend, who is a youth worker, in worship had put together a video where he'd been driven around Billericay, and he'd just filmed different roads over the railway bridge, High Street, all different places in Billericay. And I can remember watching it, and it was kind of, he'd kind of sped it up, so it was going really fast. We're watching it in worship, and just really weeping for what I saw, and receiving at that point God's heart for his people in Billericay. And I can remember begging the Lord that he would let me stay and serve those people. And because there was things that were being planned for the year that I was going to go off to uni that I wanted to be involved in, you know, things that were going to share the gospel. And I can just remember saying to him, those people need you, you know, those people need you. Whatever I can do, I will do. Let me do it. And that's what happened. I didn't go off to university. I stayed and I did a second year, and I saw some of those amazing things happen. And then I got married, And then I didn't go off to university again for my second place that I nearly went to. And I got offered the job in schools ministry. And I stayed and I served. And I want to just bring you just a little nugget of a message this morning about faithfulness. This is a bit ironic, isn't it? Have we been watching The Traitors? Did we watch that a few weeks ago? Yeah? Are you a traitor or are you a faithful is the question. Lots of faithfuls in the room this morning, I'm sure. And I wonder when I say faithfulness, what it is that you think of. Do you think of a marriage? Do you think of how people have treated you? Do you think of the enduring faithfulness of God? I wonder what it is that you think of. I often kind of break that word down and I think faithfulness is being full of faith, isn't it? It is faithfulness. And when I first started doing schools ministry and we used to do church visits, there was one particular church that I knew. If I went and I spoke about schools ministry there, I would get the same question from the same person who's not at that church anymore. And he would always ask me, quite angrily, I might say, when we started paying for schools ministry Billericay, we were told that there would be lots of young people now coming into our church. Where are they? And I think to myself, how to tell you, you've got it wrong. Because you know, church, don't you, that the measure of success in the kingdom is faithfulness. Okay? What did you do with what he gave you? What did you give your yes to? Okay? Obedience and faithfulness is the measure of success in God's kingdom. Not look at this amazing display of people that I have brought to church because I have done it all on my own. Aren't I wonderful? In Matthew 25, verse 21, there's a well done that comes from God. Do you know what that is? What they're commended on to the people that have done well? Well done, good and faithful servant. Yeah. Good and faithful servant. And I was reflecting on faithfulness and I was... It's impossible, isn't it, to think about faithfulness without thinking about just that amazing faithfulness of God. So Psalm 118, Psalm 136, the steadfast love of the Lord endures forever. He is the original faithful one, isn't he? His love goes on and on and on. And I was thinking about Noah, so I was thinking right at the beginning of Genesis, right at the beginning, not that long really in the history of the world, after the creation of the world, we're told that God looks at the world and he regrets that he has even made people because they are evil and wicked. And then Genesis 6 verse 9, we're told, but, and there's always a but with God. In fact, when I do youth work, I often make the children laugh because I talk about God's big but. But there is always a big but with God. But Noah, this is what 6 verse 9 says, is a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. So God regrets he's even made the world because people are so wicked. But Noah was good. Noah walked faithfully with God. So God starts again with Noah, washes the world clean, starts again. His rescue plan complete with one man. His salvation and his redemption plan carried out through one man. Does that sound like a foreshadowing of something that we know comes later? Thank you, Jesus. Faithfulness is success in God's kingdom. Now, faithfulness doesn't always mean that you stay in the same place. For me, it kind of has, actually. That's what it's looked like for me. That I have stayed in Billericay, and I have served in the schools for 16 years so far. And I have done what the Lord has put in front of me, I hope. That's not always what faithfulness looks like, is it? But faithfulness looks like doing what he has called you to do, which is to be a disciple and to make disciples, with faith, faithfulness. Doing that in hope, doing that with faith. Doing that like Ephesians 6 tells you, which is the armour of God, isn't it? And we think, yeah, the armour of God, I'm going to go and fight. Do you know what Ephesians 6 doesn't tell you to do? Fight. Do you know what Ephesians 6 does tell you to do? Stand. Faithfulness is that kind of that kingdom stubbornness where you stand in that place and you say, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about God in me. I am here. I am wearing his armour and I am his representative here. And then what you... It's that treasure in jars of clay thing that we hear about, isn't it? There's a jar of clay there and there is treasure. And then God releases that treasure. God does what he needs to do. And you're just the jar of clay. You're standing. But you have to have that faithfulness to put yourself in that place and to give your yes, to be obedient. Galatians 6, verse 9. So this is a letter that Paul wrote to the people of Galatia. I always sound Australian when I say Galatia. Don't know if anyone else has that problem. Yeah, Galatia. Paul says, let us not grow weary while doing good. How easy is it to grow weary while doing good? Very easy. Paul says, let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Who controls the seasons? Well, that's the Lord, isn't it? He declares the seasons and we bow to that. We're obedient to that, aren't we? What's our responsibility? Not growing weary, doing good and not losing heart. We're called to faithfulness. And I think our faithfulness is, it's a response to his passion. It's that being full of faith. Faithfulness, knowing that he is always, 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 always good. And in fact, Phil, I think we've had this chat recently about passion and about prayer. And, you know, God might have called you, or you might have someone, something or something on your heart that maybe you're trying to ignore because it's scary. You don't know where to start. Maybe it's a particular person and maybe you don't like them. Because let's be honest, even though some of us in the room are very lovely people, we don't like some people, that's fine. But you know, where those things start to change, it's in prayer, isn't it? It's when you get down on your knees, you submit, you humble yourself, and you say, God, these people are yours. This place is yours. This school is yours. This super annoying year five child that I don't want to teach because they ask me annoying questions, they are yours. And then what happens in that prayer is an exchange, isn't it? Because God is, he's a God of partnership, he's a God of exchange. So we bring all of that and he pours out his passion, doesn't he? And slowly, often without us even realising, or in my experience, it's without me really realising, you become changed and you become very incredibly passionate about that super annoying year five child that asks you all the questions. And then you go to bat for them when the teacher says, oh, were they a problem? No, they were great. They were fine. Let them be. I'll come in and spend more time with them. That annoying neighbour, you've prayed for them. Something changes in your heart and you become passionate about them knowing that they also are saved and they are a child of God. As I was reflecting on faithfulness, I was thinking, actually, passion is the love language of God. It's how he pours out, and not just emotion, but feeling and action that goes with it. And I think, for me, I want more of that. I want more of that, get down low and pray. And I want more of that, receiving that passion from him so that I can continue to go into those places and stand.